on the laptop.
Uh-oh.
So for those of you
just
joining us on the internet, on our archive, it's my fault.
Right.
Yeah.
By the way, Ken, we started at 12:20.
12:20?
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Oh.
And not 12:40.
Yeah. Didn't get the memo.
Close enough. Yeah. What do you say we see if we can somehow rescue this show and get into actual entertainment or edutainment or education or something?
Cleverly known as Stuff and Some Junk.
Stuff and Some Junk. Yeah. And I can think of no better way than to kind of get into that whole thing than with our friend, our young friend, our man boy, Adam.
The Apple spokesman.
Bring it on!
Actually, you kind of called it about the Apple spokesman thing, but first, you know, Ken, there's this old school thing that gets delivered to my door every day called a newspaper.
Yeah?
And it has all the traffic listings in it.
Is that that thing that they put on dead trees? That has, like, pictures and letters on it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's also a website.
You know what I use?
The Arizona Department of Transportation that, you know.
Yeah. You know what I use that to start the fires.
And you know what else there is?
Yeah.
Is the very station we're speaking on now?
Yeah.
About every half an hour or so.
Get out of here.
Pretty much on the half hours.
No.
And hours. They do a traffic report.
Get out.
Yeah. During the week, they do it every 10 minutes. But during weekends, you know, every half hour. And I heard Kevin. He told us what was closed and where.
Wow.
He's good at that.
And I thought the internet was a cool thing. Hey, I got relatives in from out of town, and, you know, we're partying. We had a live band at the house last night because one of Sydney's friends was having her sweet 16 party.
A live band?
A live band.
Dude, you're a cool dad.
Yeah. Crimson Romance, as a matter of fact.
Will you adopt me?
A little plug there.
I mean, you're, like, old enough to be my dad, so will you adopt me?
No.
That's my line.
Yeah.
Oh.
So that's my excuse, all right? We partied all night with a bunch of 16-year-olds and with a live band.
Right.
The police showed up about 10:30, you know, so it was a good party.
For those counting, this is the third excuse.
Whichever neighbor it was that called the police, right. I'm so sorry that we disturbed your sleep.
Adam, what do you bring us today?
Well, as I said, you called it about the Apple spokesman thing, because yesterday in the world of Mac, something amazing happened.
It wasn't that amazing.
Yes, it was.
Please.
Latest minor version release for the operating system.
And I'm throwing it out now. Spanky, if you're listening, call in and tell us how amazing this thing is. Go ahead, Adam.
Well, macOS 10.4, the latest update of the macOS.
Also known as...
What Tiger.
Animal? Tiger.
Tiger.
Rawr.
Rawr.
Even this will make you switch. Some of the features will make even you guys switch.
It's a swing and a miss.
Somehow right. You are.
And we're turning your mic off. Dude. Really.
I'm sorry. I had a Red Bull on
the
way.
Next segment.
So what is it that's going to convert me?
Well, do you have a lot of like documents and images and mail and stuff like that?
It works now.
It works.
Hey, we're trying to do a radio show here.
Sorry about that. Go ahead.
Yeah, I got documents.
You got a lot of documents?
I got lots of documents.
Do you ever sometimes lose a document?
Never.
Never?
Well, okay.
Okay.
All the time.
Well, on macOS 10.4, the nice new Spotlight feature will allow you to find just about anything on your hard drive in lightning fast speed.
What about the Google Desktop?
Yeah, I was
going to
say, I got two words for you there, bro. Yeah, Google Desktop.
Well, it's even faster than that because it's all built in the operating system.
Yeah, Apple's is faster, man.
Yeah, it is.
It's pretty instantaneous when I try it.
It's not compatible with nothing, but it's fast.
My problem is I don't want to have to grow a ponytail and a bunch of lamb chops to be able to use a computer. That just seems to be one of the things that you have to do if you're gonna run on Apple, right?
No.
No?
No.
All right. No, it is obviously. Apple is doing what they can to grab market share. They are... reacting to what's going on in today's world, definitely faster than Windows,
yeah.
Microsoft.
And they build the coolest looking junk.
There's no question. There's no question that it's cool.
Yeah.
I'll give you that.
All right. So you guys are going to be Mac haters today, and then I'll just talk to you about what happened on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday at the Windows Hardware Conference.
Playa, we're not hating the Playa.
Adam, it's not just today.
Adam, you need to keep your game on the Mac thing. It works for you.
No, it does.
Oh, hey, speaking of on the Mac thing.
Yeah.
It's sort of on the Mac thing. Coming soon.
Yes.
To a application near you, our very show, The Computer Corner, will be podcast.
Wow, that's almost like Apple stuff.
Well, it's kind of Apple stuff, sort of. And if you don't know what that is, just listen for the next few weeks or months or years, and we'll tell you what that is.
We'll actually have a whole show on podcasting coming
up. Absolutely.
Nice. Right.
So now the hardware, what was it, a conference?
The Microsoft Hardware Engineering Conference.
Yes.
It's where a bunch of geeks get together and they kind of determine how they're going to make stuff for the new Windows version that's coming out in 2006.
And how's that working for them?
Well, there was actually a cool little public release there of a unfinished version of Windows Longhorn, which is the code name for whatever it's going to be called when it comes out in 2006.
Yeah, I think Windows Moo, M-O-O instead of M-E.
Yeah.
What do you think?
No. Well, they released a nice little unfinished version of it for the developers to look at and kind of see what they're going to have to change, how they're going to have to make stuff, and it's there's a lot of cool stuff on the horizon for Windows.
That's what I hear. Now, you know I'm pretty well connected in the media and also one of the few in the Phoenix market that actually got to interview Steve Ballmer some years back.
Nice. But enough about me. Let's talk about
you. Enough about you. Let's talk about me. Here's the deal. The inside scoop on what they're going to call this is Windows 2010. See, Adam got it.
You know, knowing how Microsoft schedules things, that's about right. That's probably what it's going to be called.
It was supposed to be out like 2 years ago so far, right?
Yeah.
So, okay. So we're not that far away.
Right. So it's going to be 2010, maybe 2012 or something like that.
Well, you know what? We will, obviously, the launch of the new Mac OS just occurred, and we'll kind of monitor that and see how things are going. And you, Apple, you three or four people that are left out there that actually own Apple product.
Because and Spanky.
And Spanky. Well, okay. Call in. Let us know what...
You Apple guys. Yeah, call in and yell at these guys. Tell them how good Mac is.
No, I'm talking about give us a report from the field about this new OS.
Yeah.
Good, bad, and different.
I have a confession. I'm trying to resurrect an older G3, but that's been kind of upgraded almost to a G4 iMac.
Brandon.
Just to get a little more familiar. So
I'll
give you a status update on that next week, Adam. Yeah. And remind me.
You do that.
All right.
You're converting him slowly, Adam.
I'm doing it.
Yeah, right.
It will happen.
Hey, thanks, Adam.
No problem.
We'll talk to you next week.
One last thing. The Encyclopedia of Geek that you said you had under your pillow, you did pull that off, right? I mean, that's gone, right?
That's gone.
All right.
That's gone.
The Tooth Fairy took it.
Gosh, man.
Yeah.
We got to hook the little brother up. He's not going to get it done that way.
Oh, I'm sure that you know how he shows us up in every other area of life?
Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah, don't even worry about that.
All right, Adam. Take care, buddy.
Okay.
Talk to you soon. So that's how we're going to bring this show back into focus?
How's that?
That segment we just did?
Where's the focus?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Where's the love?
Let's take a break. During the break,
yes.
We will caffeinate. And I don't just mean caffeinate a little bit. I mean like IV caffeinate.
All right.
Like. Give me a tourniquet.
Bring it on.
Bring some of that rubber tubing over.
Sure.
Tie it down tight.
Absolutely.
And shoot me up with a little caffeine. And then when we come back, I don't know what we'll do.
We'll get to the phones. We'll talk some fishing, some farming. We'll do
it all. We can do that. We'll do all those things. And, of course, coming up on the show, our Geek Speak of the Week and our Download of the Week. I know you're sitting on the edge of your chair for those things, so you don't want to miss them. Stick around. It's the Computer Corner right here, News Radio 620 KTAR.